Welcome to episode 19 of the Trophy Husbands. I am Nick, one-fourth of your normal hosting crew. We do have a full, well, kind of full episode coming up for you. If you recall or have listened to episode 18, then you will know that we previously had an extra episode we recorded that is missing a bit at the end, and so we didn't put it up. However, we didn't get a chance to record this past weekend and didn't want to leave you guys hanging without anything, so we figured we'd put this episode up and just kind of fill in at the end, say like, hey, sorry, that's the end of it. So without further ado, Marcus of the Past will take it away, and I will pop in at the end of this to give a brief outro.
All right, so what's going on? You had a really nice sandwich, because sandwiches are good. With the Trophy Husbands, I'm Marcus.
I'm Steve.
And I am Nick. We are rolling down one this week. Luke was unfortunately unable to make it. So we're just going to roll right along with it and, you know, do it with three. No bigs.
No four storms today, folks. Just three strapping lines instead of four.
Is that such a bad thing, though?
Oh, wait, does that mean I actually have to talk today?
Yes. Yes, it does. No. You can't just come in with those great one-liners that you normally do.
No.
You can't just be Mr. Magical Quip Machine in the back, like Bruce Wayne with all of his utilities and just lurking in the shadows.
I'm in the spotlight. I don't know what to do.
It's like when you're a kid and you're turning the plays up and you forget your line.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's never anything good. I wanted to bring up a story that we talked about earlier in the week, or somebody had messaged us earlier in the week. A woman who tried to use a fake $1 million bill to buy $1,675 worth of merchandise at Walmart said it was all just a misunderstanding. She thought the bill was real.
Alright, so first of all, it's Walmart. So that right there just shows you like the level that we're dealing with. Not that Walmart is bad, but Walmart is kind of like that seedy bar that you see where you're just like, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's just fucking weird in there. And that's why we only go there certain times.
I always just think of it like a shitty sports bar.
Was it?
Because it's like every other, like, Applebee's or something like that you would come across.
So, it goes on to say that essentially, shocking, United States Treasury does not print $1 million bills.
Hmm.
She goes on to say that she got it from her estranged husband, who she thought, oh, this might make sense because he's a coin collector. And it was just like a novelty bill kind of thing. And she keeps on going, like, I wasn't trying to pass off the bill. Like, that's ridiculous. I thought it was real, blah, 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 blah. So prosecutors are now trying to decide whether to prosecute her on charges of first-degree forgery.
How? I had a question. But my brain hurt so much that the question has now escaped my fucking cerebellum. How? How does one not know that a $1 million bill is not real?
It's a good question. It's
I like
a
how you question. Both look at me.
We wanted your input, Steve.
Well, no, I thought you were looking at me like, this motherfucker would go.
If anybody here would do that, that would be Steve.
We all go out one night, Steve, just like,
guys, I got tonight. Don't worry.
I got it. And we're just like, dude, you got a raise or some shit? Nah, man. Found this bad boy on the street.
Like, lady told me it was good.
So, bam, we might even get a stripper, too.
Said she used that Walmart earlier.
Yes. Yes.
God. Well, you know, Marcus, just you bringing up your brain hurting there leads me to another story.
Oh, God, this one.
That I want to tell. This one is actually a local one. This was in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So it's central Pennsylvania. That's where we're at here, folks. police say man stole human brain
used for bleh, I can never pronounce the word. For formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
Thank you. Yes, that's one of those ones that you know how everyone just has like that one word that kind of
formaldehyde.
Yes, there we go. Formaldehyde to get high. A central Pennsylvania man is accused of spraying fluid used to embalm a human brain on marijuana that he then smoked.
He should have just gotten a lumber liquidators.
But I think that's an actual... Yeah, weed dipped in formaldehyde is actually a thing. It's called sherm, if I remember correctly.
Yes. But it goes... The WGAL-TV says court records indicate Long's aunt discovered the brain in a department store bag while cleaning out the trailer. And Long allegedly told her during a phone conversation from Cumberland County Jail that he used it to soak the pot to get high. And I'm just like, how much more of a high is that going to give you in comparison to just smoking regular pot? I mean, I have no idea.
It's... You could say you'd feel a little bit like the living dead.
Boo!
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve will be hosting open mic night down at the comedy club.
Oh, actually, I love this part in it. Court records indicate a coroner concluded the brain was real, and that Long supposedly named it Freddy.
Alright, what hippie stoner slasher flick from the 90s did this guy watch?
That's exactly what this sounds Killer like. It's Bob, something out of.
Oh, God. Or shrooms or some shit like that.
I've never seen shrooms. I've never seen Killer Bong either, but I know the title.
But that sounds like something out of a Jason movie where it's just like, hey, man, I found this brain, bro. Bruh. What are we going to do with it? We got that weed from Stacy. Okay. Let's dunk the weed in it, man. My cousin Freddy told me about it. I think this is his brain. He disappeared. And then, like, they smoke it, and then Freddy starts popping up in their delusions and starts killing people while they dream.
Oh, gosh.
There's no... I'm writing that movie. There's nothing like that movie out ever. It's my movie.
That's all right. You go for it. That's one of those F movies, like, you know.
Where you see it in, like, the $3 bin constantly.
Yes.
And you happen to have three extra dollars while you're grocery shopping one day, and you're like... Gonna watch this.
I'm probably gonna regret it. It's probably gonna be a waste of an hour and a half of my life, but I'm doing it.
Sitting next to a dusty old Encino man.
Oh God, what was that terrible movie that during the snowstorm you and Travis were watching?
No,
that was complete filth.
That was bad though. Travis wanted to watch it again, I think.
It was so bad. I mean, it looked like it was recorded on, like, an old family, like, handheld kind of thing from, like, the 80s.
Because it was.
But you found it! Like, this is so bad!
I didn't find it. You can blame Travis for that one.
Again, it was probably somebody like, bro, we gotta do a lo-fi, man. We gotta bring it back, bro. And, like, there's a reason we use very nice things for recording and editing, but there's always, like, those people. And, I mean... It's cool to get the effects, but whenever you have that one person that's just like, nah, bro, digital's fucking everything up. It's like, if you take your Quaaludes and get the hell out of my face.
Well, no, what was it? Like, what wasn't the murder in a Richard Nixon mask, right?
They gave up with that halfway through the movie and just started having people kill each other.
They stopped with the Richard, they're just like, eh, he's just side.
Well...
So
you're asking me to remember a plot for a movie that I was not going to remember anyways. It
you guys
so
spent
bad.
Way too much time watching that. I was like, I'm going to go out and try to shovel or, like, explore and not be sitting here letting my brain rot watching this.
But all murder should be done in a Nixon mask.
That's
my two cents. Why?
Well, he said he was not a crook. Nothing about not being a murderer. You are fucking correct.
I am not a crook. I said nothing about murder.
I mean, so I can murder the economy, why not murder people? But these all sound like terrible B-movies, and if they're not B-movies, we need to make them.
Cockeye Productions, coming at you. Just start producing all these absolutely horrible horror movies.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a movie, and it's gonna be about a sandwich that if you eat, it will reform inside of your stomach and eat its way out. And it's called Stomach Ache.
Oh! Oh!
It's actually guys for softcore porn, but I need a plot, damn it. And Steve is face palming so hard right now.
Oh, that was bad.
I made Steve tired with how terrible that idea was.
I think it's just the humidity.
It does feel like Satan's ball sack.
It has been a bit warm out. It has been a bit warm out lately.
But, dude, I can't. This is why I don't like summer. This is my gripe with summer. Because, alright. Winter, fuck winter. But summer, I can't stand the extremes. Like, I don't like the heat. And if you do something as soon as you get in, like, you sit down and you don't want to move because it's not as hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, winter is the opposite. Like, you have to throw in a gazillion layers. And winter, though, is kind of fun in the sense that, you know, you're with your friends and you're just like, bruh, it just snowed. Like, let's do this. And you throw in the gazillion layers and yours truly has an adult snowsuit, which is amazing, which I have named the Blue Bummer. But, yeah.
Well, you know, I was just having that discussion with somebody the other day where I was saying, I could never live in a place like Florida or California or something like that where it's just a moderate temperature the entire year round. That would drive me nuts. I like my seasons.
No, I want California weather.
Like, no, I would kill myself. That drives, no.
That's a little extreme.
No!
Like, I don't have all four seasons. Jumps in front of a trolley. Calm the fuck down.
No, it's like, I was saying, I could do it for maybe a couple years, like 2 or 3 years, but I enjoy myself fall and winter
if you enjoy it that much, you can travel up to go see all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not to the extreme you have to kill yourself. You could go up and
look. Nope, I'm jumping in front of that trolley.
Maybe you could just eat really bad food somewhere and get explosive diarrhea. Same feeling.
Like, they do have, like, mountains and stuff in California, so you...
Exactly.
Like snow and stuff like that.
I do. Can go visit. When I went to fucking California, it was amazing, because I went to go see my cousin Nick, and he worked out there, and it was, like, 75 every day.
I know, it's great.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was 75 every day. Beach was nice. People were awesome. I was like, I don't need fucking sweatpants or anything. I don't need a snowsuit. I don't need a parka. I could just roll out of bed and just be like, man, I wore shorts and a tank top yesterday.
What am I gonna wear today?
New shorts and new tank top. Man, like.
I don't know. That's why I'm looking at, like, Southwest type areas. It's not as expensive as California.
Well, you know, just going back onto it, it is interesting for people who live out there and then try to come into an area where there are different seasons or vice versa. Steve and I have two of our friends who lived down in Florida for 2 years or so, something like that, and they actually, like, people thought they were crazy because... For them, you know, anything from 60 on up is relatively pretty warm kind of thing. But, so they're out during, like, 60-degree weather in, like, shorts and t-shirt, that kind of stuff. They said that people down there were, like, bundling up in winter coats. It's like, you guys are crazy, it's so freezing outside. And they're like, it's 60, this is, what are you talking about? This feels fine.
Yeah.
It's a plus side of growing up in the Northeast, that way... We could just take over the rest of the world because it's so nice everywhere else in the country.
Unless you're in, like, Pittsburgh or
when fucking Pittsburgh winters are crazy because you're by the mountains, or you go somewhere like Chicago where it's just like
Windy City.
Yeah, Windy City is crazy.
Actually, that's where our friend went. For you went from Florida up to Chicago now.
Shit.
It's like he he'd gone to Penn State, then he went down to Florida, and now he's in Chicago. So it's just like, whew, that's some varying degrees of temperature there.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I'd fuck all the seasons. Although, you know what's terrible and will make you want to headbutt a brick through the sidewalk? Flying.
I've never flown.
Have, oh my god, did I ever tell you about the time I tried to get back from California?
No.
Strap the fuck in, folks. Here we go. Alright. Have you ever seen the episode of SpongeBob where he's in Glove World?
Yes.
And he's trying to
get
home?
Back. Yeah. Yeah.
Same shit. same fucking shit.
So you're being chased by a creepy guy that you thought was creepy, ended up not being so creepy, and actually just wanted to help you the entire time?
Way to just go so deep into the fucking episode.
And then he ended up blowing up your balloon glove and you floated back up to...
Let me tell you about how I went back in time in my time machine and wrote that actual episode. But, so this is what happened. I had a connecting flight from California to Chicago. So, I get at the airport, do the good old airport thing, and I'm waiting, get there. You know, they say, like, get there early, do all that stuff. So I do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool, fine. Get the flight from Cali to Chicago. That goes off without a hitch. Everything is good. And then, when I get into Chicago, that's when all hell broke loose. Because they were having problems with the air traffic control the East Coast. So, I think it was all of Southwest, that's who I was flying at the time. All of Southwest was just, like, dumpster fire. Like, it was just fucking crazy. Like, and I get in, and here's the thing. My mom was picking me up from BWI.
Sure.
So I had that all set up. She was going to come with her very good friends to pick me up. This was my mom and her friend Joe, and they were going to come and they were going to pick me up. No big deal. I had everything set. I meet them at BWI. It was my friend's birthday that weekend. We were all going to go out. Everything was going to be awesome. I made it just in time. I was going to be home at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. They were going to go to the bar right down the street. Everything's good. Bam. So, let me tell you how fate just took a Taco Bell hellacious dump on my plane.
Took the hungover Taco Bell. Wait, why'd I put this much hot sauce on it?
Oh, it was terrible. Like, they could have just wrapped tacos and sushi and drank 3 pounds of coffee. That's how bad this day was. Like, so I get off the plane. The flight is canceled immediately from Chicago to BWI. So now, all of Southwest's flights are canceled. So there's like 5-6 different planes. You have to think there's roughly 100 people on every flight.
At least,
if not more. So, you have a mob of people trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. So, I have my mother freaking out because she's just like, when are you getting home? What are you going to do? Do you have another flight? Can you connect to this? And she's asking me all of the questions. I have no idea.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But you know, moms, and yeah, they're, like, freaking, like, motherly lizard brains are just into, like, instinct mode. Like, need to get the child home! no matter how old you are, you are someone's baby. Like, even if you don't live with your parents...
Mm-hmm.
Aunt, uncle, cousin, son, like, you are somebody's baby, and they have that, like, fucking lizard brain, and it's like, need to get them home, and, like, shit just snaps, and they lose their fucking mind.
And meanwhile, you're just like, it's stressful enough, you're not helping here, Eddie, like, you're kind of freaking me out, I was fine before I called you, I should have just not called you.
Absolutely, and I mean, just, like, everyone, like, I mean, like, you got teachers, you got counselors, all that good shit, but everybody has that instinct about someone somewhere, and...
Right, absolutely.
Hers is just, like, turbo. It
and she's asking me, like you said, all the questions I don't know. So I get in line. I have to try and figure it out. I'm like, fuck this. I'm hungry. So I have to go buy like a $10 struggle burrito because it's airport food.
Yeah.
And fuck you at the Yin Yang. And you can't like leave and come back and all that good shit. You have to stay in the certain area. So I eat this fucking reject burrito that I had to pay a fucking arm and a leg for. And it barely did anything. And so I get back and I have to wait in line for like 2 hours. And I finally get up there. And I'm trying to figure it out. And this lady has been dealing with like hundreds of people.
Sure, so she's...
So she is... She has the worst fucking attitude. And it's one of those like, I understand that you're mad, but if I could roundhouse kick you over this desk right now, I fucking would.
Wouldn't think about it.
Would not blink twice. I will take the fucking... Send me to jail. Fuck that.
No, I am really channeling my inner Chuck Norris right now.
Roundhousing everybody in this bitch. But so, she has an attitude, and I'm like, look, I'm just trying to get the fuck home. So, I finally get a flight from Chicago to Philly. Cool. I'm going to get there. It's supposed to be like... I think it was a 3-hour flight, and I was going to get there late. I was going to get there in the evening. So my plans were shot, but I was going to get there.
You're going to be able to get home.
Yeah, I was going to get there maybe, I think, like 10 or 11, some shit like that. And then, so I get that flight as soon as I can.
Canceled.
Yes.
Really?
It was late, but that's the thing. Like, they delayed it twice, so the plane itself didn't get from Chicago to Philly until, like, 2 in the morning.
Oh, God.
And I called... My friend Chris is in Philly, and so I texted him. I was just like, hey, dude, I'm in a jam right now. Could you help me out? And he's just like, yeah. So I was just like, when I text you, I'll let you know what's going on as far as updates and everything. Can you pick me up? Can I crash at your place at Philly? And he's like, absolutely. No big deal, man. Just let me know what's going on. I'll come pick you up from the airport, everything. So I get to Philly at like 2:30 in the morning. He fell asleep.
Oh, God.
Now, I can't fault him because it was super last minute. He tried to help me. He fell asleep. Like, I understand. But it was just like, do you want another rock, Charlie Brown? Because open up your treat bag. So.
I got a rock.
Pretty much. Although it works in Munchkin because you can use it as a plus one and it gives you a bonus as a one-shot item. But anyway, enough nerd trying. Fuck you, Steve. He's over here rolling his eyes. After you just told me about how amazing Pokemon Go was. Fuck out of here.
I'd say it was amazing. It's okay. It's alright. It's good. I like it.
You're gonna nerf your comment right now? So I get there, and then I find out there's a train that goes from the Philadelphia airport to the Philadelphia train station. Alright, cool.
Not to say, you're getting like step by step closer.
Yeah, I'm like clawing my fucking way back.
Because then you could get the train from Philadelphia to Lancaster.
So, the train starts running, and I'm at the airport at like 2 in the morning. The train doesn't run until like 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, eventually, what they don't tell you is, you know how a normal, like, Amtrak, they get out, they tell you where to get in, the conductors.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, like, fly. They don't do this shit. They just pull the fucking train up, zip the fuck off. So I missed the train twice because I didn't know where to, enter. So I'm sitting, and I see this train. It's like one of those moments where you see it, and that's when fucking SpongeBob is, like, reaching for the Mr. Kelp. That's what it felt like because I had my bag, and I... I had my bag, and I see the train, and I'm like, dead sprinting, and I get this fucking rolly bag, and I'm like, no! No! I must do it! It's just, vroom,
vroom. Every time you get
every
closer.
Every time I get close, like, the thing was you could have boarded from either side, but they didn't sit, like, nobody said that. So, there was one time I'm, like, looking on the exit, and I'm looking, and so I miss one, and then the other one comes, and I literally, like, run, because it was like almost like a tunnel, like you run
Go
over, you go down, and that's the other side. So I'm like doing this big ass U sprint with this bag, and I'm fucking running. I got my backpack, I'm just like, I need to make it on here. So I finally got the third train, And third time's the charm.
Yeah, it's only like me and three other people on the train. And so this guy has a terrible fucking attitude. It's like 6 in the morning. And I'm just like, look, is this the train that goes here? He's just like, yeah, this is the train that goes here. It's like $7. Do you have cash? And I'm like, not even. Not even worth it. Just take my money, shut the fuck up, and drive the fucking train. That's all I want from you, you fucking train carny. Get the fuck. Like, I was so. Like, normally.
Tell us how you really feel, Marcus.
Oh, dude. I mean, you guys know, normally I'm pretty laid back, but that whole just series.
No, no. I think anyone would have been kind of at their last straw.
And then I finally get to the train station, and I have to wait like 3 hours, and I almost fall asleep. And then I get on my train, and I almost miss my stop because I passed out because I was up all night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally got to fucking Lancaster and made it home. And that is why the Glove World episode hits so close to home.
Marcus watched that episode. He's having flashbacks. He starts crying like, oh my god, I feel so much for you, SpongeBob.
I do, because it was just
and you're just like, and I didn't have a kind stranger to blow up my glove that would fly me home.
No, I didn't. I just had some shitty Southwest stewardess who was having a crap day, so she decided to pass it on. Yeah. And, like, the week before, my cousin Zach was in Chicago, so I missed him by a week because he was in Chicago, and I could have just, like, shacked up, because he was at his friend's place. I'm pretty sure I could have just shacked up with him.
Sure.
For a night or two until I figured myself out. And I called work and be like, look, man, Mother Nature and the gods are just shitting all over me. But he wasn't even there. He's like, no, that was last week. I'm just like, well.
Son of a. I've been pretty lucky with my travels. Like I said, I've never done plane, but I've done train and obviously driven myself plenty of places. I've done buses and that kind of thing. And, yeah, I've never had it. I think the worst I ever had was, and nowhere near as adventurous of a story as that, was just one time going from Lancaster to New York, my train got, like, delayed and canceled, like, 3 or 4 times and was, like, 3.5 or 4 hours late kind of thing. Like, we were going to New York Comic Con, and we were taking, like, an early train because we wanted to be up there, like, right from when the convention opened. Well, like, we wanted to get checked into the hotel. Like, boom, we're in. And it was, I think we had scheduled, like, a 7 o'clock train. I don't think we actually boarded the train until, like, 10:30.
Damn.
But other than that, I've never had really too much bad luck when it comes to traveling. Even I very rarely ever let my car get real low on gas, mm-hmm. but even the one time that I did and I actually ran out of gas, just so happened that as I ran out of gas, I was just reaching the peak of a hill, and so I just coasted down this hill, and then at the bottom of the hill was a gas station. And I just was able to coast myself right on it, and I'm like, boop.
Oh my god.
Like, that's my kind of luck, like.
So I had this old fucking Pontiac. I think it was a Pontiac Grand Am. And the gauges were fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew when it got to a certain point, it did need gas, but you couldn't really tell sometimes.
Well, that's how Alex's car is. Her meter's just completely broken, so she actually just goes by mileage. Like, if she's put on, like, 250 miles or something, she goes, I'm getting close. I need to stop for gas.
Yeah. So this day, of all things, alright, so it was a Tuesday. No, I think it was a Monday. It was Monday, it was my birthday, and I can't really do too much on a Monday. So
unfortunately.
Like, I was like, I'll just go to work anyway. So, work calls me, if they're slow, they back me up, and I'm figuring, alright, cool, I have enough time to go to the gym, and then come to work, and then, you know, that'll be my day.
Sure.
It'll be a good day. And so go to the gym, and I'm just like, fuck, should I have gotten gas? No, I'll be able to make it. And then on my way back in, I go to turn to get into the gas station, because I turned, and the gas station was, like, maybe 4 houses down in this alley. So, you know, I turn, I'm in the alley, and my car dies in the alley.
Oh, God!
Like, it wasn't at the gas station. It just died right there. So I'm like, fuck, all right. call my dad, because it was right by our house, but still, it's like 3 blocks away. So I call him, and he's like, hey, are you home? Because he wasn't feeling good for the last couple days, so he had stayed home. And he's just like, nah, man, I went back to work. But happy birthday. I'm like, thanks. And I know mom's not there, so I'm just like, all right, cool. So I have that split-second decision where, like, what the fuck do I do? I just put the flashers on and run dead sprint. But this is, like, March, and we had snow, so it's, like, slushy and shitty out.
Oh, no.
So dead sprint to my house, grab the gas can, dead sprint back to the gas station, and just put, like, just enough.
Yeah.
I put, like, $70. I mean,
$70.
Not $70. Fuck that.
Gas can.
$7 and, like, 38 cents. It was just a really odd. I was just like, this is enough! And, like, ran back and slapped it in the car so I could get it back there. And so that happened, and then it was just like, oh, it's your birthday. But, like, my sunglasses fell apart on me, and then that shit happened. And then I was working, and, like, my grandparents and my little cousin, they had called me to wish me a happy birthday, but I was working, so I didn't get it. And it was just like,
worst birthday ever.
Yeah, like, I felt like,
it's Marcus's birthday. He can cry if he wants to. Cry if he wants to.
God damn right. I felt like that 16-year-old girl, and it's like supposed to be your sweet 16. Somebody tripped and fell into the cake, and the DJ sucks. And I'm just like, this day sucks.
This is the worst day of my life.
Because we all get to be entitled on our birthday.
Yes.
That's the one day where you can kind of give somebody a pass.
On it, yeah. But going back to the cars, like I said, I've been very fortunate. I have not had too many issues with my cars. But my old car that I got rid of last year, it was a 97 Mazda Millennia. And it was beaten the hell out of. Like,
good times.
It was just beaten the hell out of. Like, this car, it's like an upper class car too, like leather seats, leather heated seats, sunroof, like CD player, cassette tape player, which, like, you have to remember, like, CD player in the mid 90s would have been, like, in a car, like, oh wow, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
And so, like, and everything was electronic and all that kind of stuff, so it was higher up, but, you know, I bought it used for $4,500 or something like that. And but as it was getting towards the end of its life, for the last, like, 3 months, I think, that I drove the car, it could not get into a gear higher than second gear. And there were times where it would forget how to reverse. Like, and it was very off and on of when that would happen. Sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. So I got very much into the habit of just trying to find pull-throughs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some places you can't, like Murph's, parking over there, no way for me to do it. And so what I ended up starting to, because by about the last month, it was done forgetting how to, it forgot. And completely. So I had to do Flintstone style. I would put it in neutral, pop open my driver's door, and start backpedaling with my foot just to get it, like, just enough the momentum that it would gradually slide out. But then, What this is all leading me to is,
that's how it works, ladies.
Throw it in neutral and gradually take it out.
Steve,
I'm sorry, you're not pregnant.
Steve looks like somebody's mom. As, like, that guy invited Chuck E. Cheese, but all the kids were running around, and we're just like, poop! Poop! Fart! Yay! And Steve's just like, kids.
But what that was all leading me up to was the day that car died on me. I was driving up to Hershey for a work conference, and I'm going up 83. And now, mind you, my car could not get past the second gear. So I'm going up 83, rocking, like, I wasn't going fast, obviously, but yeah. I was still going probably like 45 or 50 in second gear, and I got about halfway up there, to the credit of the car. Got about halfway up there, and it's a dark, gloomy, rainy day, like pouring down rain. And I can't think of what exit number it is off the top of my head, but if I'm driving past, I'm like, it's exactly that number. That's where Sparkles died. And
Rip Sparkles.
Yes, but I'm going, and I suddenly start feeling it, and I'm like, and I'm like, that's not good. So I pull over, like right at this exit. And I turn her off. Little did I know that was the last time that it would ever run. But I get up and I'm like, you know, pop the hood, go out. And like I said, it's raining. So this is, seems like something from a movie because it's pouring down rain. And so I'm just like, ah, car's broken, brother. I pop open the hood. I get engulfed in a cloud of black smoke. And I'm just like, okay, that's not good. When the smoke clears then, I look. And my coolant is boiling.
Damn.
And I was still very optimistic at this point. I'm like, well, maybe if I just let it sit here for a couple minutes and cool off in the rain, then it'll work again. No. Sparkles was dead. I had to get her towed. It was very sad.
So did you ever make that conference?
I did. I ended up getting towed back to York, and then I actually went to my mom's work, borrowed her van, and drove up, and then drove back from the conference, so, yeah, that's how it ended up working for me, but I was just like, and I got to, like, my boss and everything was at the conference, too, and so I got there, like, 3 hours late. I'm like, I'm sorry, my car broke down, I couldn't help it.
Stylish new van. Ready to party, folks.
Oh, God, it was terrible because this was when I was still living at home, and I did drive my mom's van for probably a month and a half while I was trying to find, basically, a car that I liked and a good deal with it, which I finally did with my current one. But, like, it was like a month and a half or so where I was driving my mother's van, and I hate driving that thing. It's so freaking big and large and just unwieldy. I'm like, no. Like, I don't even understand how people drive vans, let alone, you know, tractor trailers when you're going along. Whenever I see tractor trailers and people, they're turning or reversing them, I'm just like, I have no idea how you do that. Nope, not in a million years could I do that. I have enough trouble doing it in just a car.
I saw one where you know how on Market, right under the, the 83 underpass, how there's that, like, huge median.
Yeah.
I saw one that needed, he was in, and to get across.
All right, everyone, that was episode 19 for you. We hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, I wanted to pop in here at the end to just sign off with you guys. I am Nick. You can find me at NLenz42, that's NLENZ42 on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. I'm going to let past Marcus and past Steve say themselves real quick.
Steve.
Alright, you can find me. It's Marcus. QUEZMAV. That is for the Twitter and the Gram thing with the Insta and all that stuff. And then SIRMAV is the Snapchat.
Alright, and then don't forget to look at the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. And we hope to check you up with a new episode next Trophy Tuesday. Have a good one.